This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Myanmar's deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi went on trial Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. She's currently facing two of several corruption-related charges filed against her by the military junta that seized power more than 4 months ago. The 75-year-old Suu Kyi is facing charges of illegally possessing unlicensed walkie-talkies and violating COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary elections. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide victory in the elections. Suu Kyi has also been accused by authorities of breaching the Official Secrets Act, inciting public unrest, misusing land for her charitable foundation, and accepting illegal payments of $600,000 in cash plus 11 kilograms of gold. Her lawyers have told reporters that they expect the current trial to last until the end of July. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced Monday that phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it to be more than 90% effective at preventing the disease. That includes protecting against virus variants. A release from the company said the study enrolled nearly 30,000 participants from across 119 sites in the United States and Mexico, with an emphasis on recruiting a representative population of communities and demographic groups most impacted by the disease. The demand for COVID-19 shots in the U.S. has dropped off dramatically, but the need for more vaccines around the world remains critical, as many developed nations are just getting vaccine programs going. This is VOA News. Central and Eastern European nations are anxious about the coming summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin, wary of what they see as hostile intentions from the Kremlin. Some in the countries that once were part of the Soviet Union or the Moscow-led Warsaw Pact during the Cold War worry that Washington could scale down support for its allies in the region in a bid to secure a more stable and predictable relationship with Russia. Both Russia and the U.S. have sought to moderate expectations about Wednesday's summit in Geneva, ruling out any breakthroughs amid the worst tensions between the two powers since Soviet times, especially after Moscow's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, accusations of Russian interference with the U.S. elections and hacking attacks, as well as other strains. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg says the 30-nation military alliance aims to set aside the divisions of the Trump era and focus on the security challenges posed by Russia and China. Stoltenberg says that NATO leaders are meeting Monday at a pivotal moment for the alliance, and Monday will open a new chapter in the transatlantic relationship. His remarks in Brussels came before he chairs a first NATO summit involving President Biden. For the first time in 12 years, Israelis on Monday woke to a new government and a new prime minister after Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two were slated to hold a handover meeting later in the day, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, narrowly approved the new Bennett-led coalition government on Sunday, ending Netanyahu's historic 12-year rule. The divisive former prime minister, the longest to hold office, will now serve as the opposition leader. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce that the lifting of UK restrictions imposed because of the coronavirus pandemic will be pushed back for another 2 to 4 weeks. The delay is attributed to the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus. Zimbabwe is reintroducing a lockdown in an attempt to contain the spread of a COVID outbreak. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga said in a televised speech this weekend that the complacency has resulted in a spike. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.